John the Baptist's witness to Jesus initiates a chain of testimony as his disciples begin to share with others what they have found. The Holy Gospel for the second Sunday after Epiphany is recorded in the Gospel of John, the first chapter. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and declared, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who ranks ahead of me because he was before me.' I myself did not know him, but I came baptizing with water for this reason, that he might be revealed to Israel." And John testified, "I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and it remained on him. I myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water said to me, 'He on whom you see the Spirit descend and remain is the one who baptizes with the Holy Spirit.' And I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God." The next day, John again was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he exclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard him say this, and they followed Jesus. When Jesus turned and saw them following, he said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come and see." They came and saw where he was staying, and they remained with him that day. It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother. He first found his brother Simon and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated anointed. He brought Simon to Jesus, who looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. The Gospel of the Lord. Well, dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been a pastor for 37 years. Before that, I worked in the aerospace industry for 9. But I've been a pastor for a long time. And from my very first time as an intern at Trinity Lutheran in Valley City, whenever I would give a sermon, I would always begin with the exact same words. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I've said that probably thousands of times by now. But it's always the same. It's a basic greeting. It's today's second reading from 1 Corinthians, as Paul begins his first letter to the church at Corinth. He greets them in that way, and in many of his other letters, he uses that same basic greeting. And so today, as I complete my time, I'd like to go through another aspect of what I call basic things, just as that greeting, that basic greeting, has been part of my ministry for many, many years. And so today, as I kind of end things, I'm going to go back to the start of things when I started first grade in Wollaston, North Dakota. I remember when I went to school that first day, I brought with me my box of Crayola colors. There were 8 in the box. And they were all proud and pointy, and they were glad to be lined up in that box. But when I got to school that day, I discovered something. Kids were ranked based on the quantity of colors they had. Now, some like me had the basic box of 8. Some kids had 16 to be fancy. A couple girls had 24. One kind of brainy kid had 48. I wonder what he thought a few years later when Smith and Barney came out with the 64-pack that had the sharpener on the back. But that was long ago. Today, Crayola makes what's called the ultimate crayon collection. It's 152 colors in a multi-tiered case. It has colors like Blast Off Bronze or Tickle Me Pink. But I would think with 152 colors, it's kind of hard to color a picture of your favorite pony with any kind of accuracy. And so at one time or another, we all need to get back to the basics. And so today, on my last Sunday preaching here, I want to go back to the basics. Those of you who know me, my sermons are pretty simplistic. They're not overly complicated. So today, I'd like to use that box of eight colors. Crayola calls them the basic colors. Let's start with blue. It's the color of hope for us Lutherans, the color of our Advent pyramids. Hope reminds us of God's enduring promise and the way home. It is the color of prairie sky when all is right in the world. Blue calms the spirit and reminds us of the bed of clouds that are there for them to sleep in. Blue is the color of the deep blue sea, but when you take that same water and pour into a glass, the color disappears. God has more mystery, but blue tells me I'll be all right. Remember to use the color blue. Next, we have the color red. Red is a strong color. It makes one take notice. Red is passion, red is your Valentine, red is your blood. Red is needed today. We need strong and passionate people. God put red in your blood and mine so that we would remember that we're strong enough. Red is a good color to have in the box. We don't want life to be boring. Yellow makes its debut next. It's the color of one's attitude. Walmart picked up on that with their happy little yellow dot with the smiley face that they stick on everything. But I always wonder why the employees at the Bismarck or Mandan Walmarts aren't always smiling like they do on television. Did they forget the little dot is yellow? God includes yellow in the basic box. God wants us to be optimistic. After all, God has taken care of the big scary thing, death, so things are looking up. Yellow will not help the world if it stays in the box. Next, we move to the color purple. No, not the book. Purple, or actually violet, as the Crayola people would have us speak, is a nice color to have with the basics. All of us need to feel special, and this color does it. After all, it's the color of royalty. Jesus was afforded a purple cloak when he was mocked for saying he was a king when the people didn't think he was. But I like that they put the purple cloak on Jesus anyway, because he really is the king. Remember, purple is in your box of basics. You're just as special as the person with 152 colors. The world isn't any better off with Blast Off Bronze or Tickle Me Pink anyway. Next, we find the color brown. Brown, I'm afraid, has faded from popularity. It's an earthy color, and we don't like to be reminded of all the dirt in our lives. I'm a fan of spray and wash and Tide to Go. I'm glad when I can get the stains out. But God puts brown in the box to remind us of the soil. the seedbed for life. I think God also put brown in the box to remind us that life is messy, and it's okay to get your hands dirty. Don't be afraid of brown. The next color is green. Green is a great color. It's the color of life and growth. Green is the pasture you and I are led to in Psalm 23. It's an image that makes me thankful to be alive. In North Dakota, green is a wheat field when it starts to wave in the wind. And for a while, it will dance with God as it grows towards its goal of feeding the world. But green is also the color of money, and it's the color of envy. Funny how green also becomes a confusing color. I guess Kermit the Frog was right. It's not easy being green. But green is in your box. Engage in growing in faith and service. The number seven color is orange. Orange. I kind of struggle what to say about orange. It's not my favorite color. Orange is the color that kind of stands out. It's not a yellow, it's not a red, it's orange. But I think maybe orange is this. In the box of basics, it's our individuality. It's what makes you or I stand out in a crowd. What's the unique gift that God gave you? Whatever it is, use it and give glory to God. God gave us individuality for a reason. Don't be afraid to be you. And the last color in the box is black. Why did God put this color in the box? Go, color your world black. No, thank you. The world is already dark enough. But black is there. It's one of the basics. God reminds you and me that we are just temporary. Life here on earth is not forever. Pain and suffering are part of life. God reminds us with this color that we're a fallen humanity. But God is not afraid of blackness, and I do not need to be either. I take out my Bible and I read the prologue of the Gospel of John. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. I will remember that. And so today, remember those basics in life. And I leave you with them today. It's a good place to start in the new year. Go back to the beginning. But know this more than anything, that in this, every color is wrapped in love through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.